Talking here today with Caden Dorman of the South Central Calhoun Titans. He's made a college decision. He's going to be heading to Erskine down in South Carolina, Erskine College. Caden, I appreciate you joining us here today. This is going to be a fun and interesting interview for me. It's going to be my first with this sport, but I'll let you introduce it. But first of all, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on the college choice.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a big deal. You know, I've been looking at this for the past couple of years, and I'm finally happy I've made a decision. I think I made the best one for me.
I think so as well. I think a lot of people probably going to be surprised when they find out what you're going to college for. You've been a good athlete up there for the Titans, but you're going for bass fishing. So let's start. You said you've loved fishing for as long as you can remember. I'm assuming that came from a family full of fishermen?
I started going to Canada when I was like 7 or 8. And I've really just, you know, any chance I could get, if we would go camping, I would be probably majority of the day fishing. And just kind of grew in love with the sport of fishing. But, I've always had that competitive aspect playing sports and whatnot. I've always also loved playing sports. And bass fishing in tournaments has kind of been, you know, the marrying of the two, I guess you could say.
And you, I think you were saying you started at about the 7th grade competing in tournaments and stuff. So it's been a long process of kind of developing the skills for you, the way it sounds, because fishing tournaments is different than just fishing normally.
Yeah. So, I mean, I started in 7th grade fishing against adults and with an adult. And I kind of wanted to figure out how I could, compete against people more around my age. And that's when I found the Iowa Youth Fishing League, which is the tournament series that I fish every year. I've fished the past 3 years. And it's a high school and junior ran tournament league where, you know, I compete against high schoolers and the juniors compete against juniors. So that would be like under high school.
How did you find that? Did somebody you know about it, or did you do some research?
I had to do some research, and it ended up there being two main series in Iowa, the Southwest Iowa Fishing Team and then Iowa Youth Fishing League. And the Iowa Youth Fishing League had a tournament, 15 minutes from me in Lakeview. So I joined that one because I wanted to fish Lakeview against a couple other people.
You know Lakeview pretty well. Is that a place you fish quite often?
Yeah, I mean, ever since my grandma's lived there ever since I was little. So I remember going over there and just fishing up and down the bank as much as I possibly could. And then fishing there, I've actually, last year we won a tournament there against the Iowa Youth Fishing League, and we won it by a substantial amount.
Now, when you say we, you're going with Owen Neppel, who's from Kemper, you guys both signing. When you say we, are you talking about you two guys winning that tournament?
Yep. So it's teams of two, and Owen's been my partner for the past 2 years. And he has definitely been a huge, contributing factor to how successful I and him have been. Me and him are not going to the same college, unfortunately.
Okay. I thought you guys were headed to the same spot. I guess I was confused on that. So, but how did that happen? How did you guys split up then?
I went down to the Bassmaster Combine, which is kind of like the NFL Combine, but for bass fishing. And there's always a bunch of coaches down there. Well, I went 2 years in a row last year, or like during football season this last year and then the year before. And I kind of met with some coaches and whatnot and, got to talk to different coaches and meet different people. And Owen came just last year or this last year, and he went. And he was thinking about going there, and I wanted to fish with them, but, it worked out best for me and what I wanted to do after college, going to Erskine.
So how did you two connect in the first place then and start fishing together?
He has a cousin that's 2 years older than me and him, and he went to my school, and I was always been friends with him, and I knew he was big into hunting. And just one day, when my old partner wasn't able to fish a tournament with me, he's like, you should fish with my cousin. And I'm like, is he good at fishing? And he told me, yep. So from that day on, I kind of hooked up with him, and we've been best friends and fishing tournaments almost all across the country.
So let's talk about that. You said you were down there and you started talking to some coaches. Is that how the recruiting process, if that's what you want to call it, how did that start for you? And how did you figure out that there was different schools that offer, you know, bass fishing as a sport and a major?
Yeah. So when I went down to the Bassmaster Combine, it's like a 3-day event. And on the first day, you kind of just get ran through, you know, what you're going to be doing the next couple of days. And going down there, there's like, I think 30 some colleges that are there with their coaches and a couple team members. And you get to pick 5 colleges that you get to have a 30-minute sit down conversation with. And so that was big for, you know, talking to colleges, seeing what they have to offer, and, you know, just meeting with them. And then they had a bunch of extra time, which you could go around and meet with every college if you wanted to. And so the first year I went down there, I kind of got an idea of, you know, like my top 3 schools, but I knew Erskine was like, it was more than likely my number one. And their coach was just awesome talking to, and, you know, he fit my expectation of a college team, and he wants, you know, all of us to succeed. So when I went down the second year, I really started talking serious about, hey, you know, I'm kind of looking to be recruited. And while I was down there, he kind of reached out and said, hey, this is serious, let's do a visit and let's see if we can't make you part of our team. And you know, pretty much from there, I settled and I knew what team I wanted to fish for, and went down on a visit, loved it. I got to watch the weigh-ins of their team at a lake pretty close to there, and the team energy just seemed great. You know, they all seemed like they had each other's backs, and they did pretty good in the tournament. Actually, I think they had maybe 2 or 3 people in the top 10. So it was pretty cool.
What was the campus like, and what stood out to you about it?
You know, it's a small school. I think only about 900 students, which I'm living in, you know, around Lake City. I'm used to small town, small school. You know your professors. You know who's in your class. You know, I want to be more than just, you know, a number at a big school, you know. And the town that the college is in is actually a town smaller than Lake City. The majority of the town is related to the school somehow. So I really like that, and it seemed like a close-knit community that, you know, the whole town is there rooting for the school, and that was really big to me. I don't know if I would like a big, giant school where I don't know the professor, there's 1,000 kids in a class.
So well, I guess this is all new for me. Is it going to be regular classes for you, and then you compete in bass fishing, or are you going to be taking classes that are going to help you, like, make the bass fishing tournament someday?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm taking – this is like any regular sport, you know. It is considered a sport at this school, and I'm planning on majoring in business administration and digital marketing, in the hopes that, you know, someday, if I don't make it to be a professional fisherman, in the hopes that I can work somewhere in the fishing industry with a boat company, an electronic company, something in that general field, you know. So I'll be taking regular classes like any other college student, I guess.
Did you get a chance to meet with some of your potential professors then?
You know, I met with a couple of, not the professors, but some of the people in, like, the office and whatnot when I went down there, and they seemed super nice and super, you know, helpful for me when it came to, you know, credits transferring and what I want to do.
So take me through what you know about what a tournament will be like at the college level when you get down there and some of the competitions you'll be in.
Yeah, so I mean, we fish the big tournaments we fish, they're ran through Bassmaster,
mm-hmm.
which is a company, you know, and they run tournaments, and we'll be fishing the Bassmaster College Series. At these tournaments, like this year, they had one in Florida. The next one will be in Alabama, which I'll be at that tournament, but fishing against high schoolers. But you're talking 250 boats and some of the best anglers in the world. There'll be a good amount of anglers that could go compete at the professional level any single day of the week. So you're talking, it's tough to win one of those big tournaments. And then at, you know, some of the closer tournaments, there'll be a South Carolina Trail. So the schools in South Carolina will have teams, and I'll go and compete against them. That's typically in the fall, and Bassmasters is typically in the spring. And, you know, at the ones in the fall, you're talking upward of 100 boats maybe. But that really all depends on how big, you know, the other colleges teams are and who all shows up.
So is there a specific lake or anything that you're really excited about getting to fish on someday?
Yeah, I mean, Lake Hartwell is only 40 miles from my college campus, and everyone I talk to, they say that lake is, you know, awesome. And they go there pretty much every day after school and whatnot. But I'm really excited to go down to Smith Lake in Alabama for the Bassmaster High School Series, which I am doing on March 1st. And I'll be fishing at a tournament down there. And that could be upwards to 150 high school boats or even more.
That's awesome. We wish you the luck down there. So you're going in for bass fishing, but what is bass your favorite fish to fish for, or do you have a different fish that you actually enjoy fishing for more than bass?
Yeah, I mean, bass is my favorite. My favorite's probably largemouth. Down in the farther east you go, you'll be fishing a lot of spotted bass, and the farther north you go, you'll be fishing smallmouth bass.
Yep.
I mean, I love fishing smallmouth. It's just in Iowa, we don't have a lot, and we also don't have a lot of spots. So, I mean, it's one of the deals. I've kind of fallen in love with the largemouth bass and fishing for them.
Without giving away any of your secrets, you know, how do you help people that want to get out and fish to be able to catch fish?
Just throw what you're confident in. The more confidence you have in a single bait, honestly, the better off you're going to be fishing it. And if you're fishing a bait with less confidence, I've seen it. It's honestly, you catch less fish.
Now, I know that the tournament, you're probably going to be using lures. Do you prefer lures over live bait, or do you really have a preference when it comes to that when you're fishing out on your own?
Yeah, so fishing tournaments, you can't use any live bait. I mean, that is a big no-no. In the tournament fishing thing. So I'd rather, you know, catch them on artificial. But on any given tournament, I mean, I might have 10 rods with 10 different things rigged up, ready to go. So I fish a very wide variety of, you know, lures.
Well, I tell you what, this is awesome. I wish you the best of luck with everything that you do, especially with that tournament coming up. You're the 1st of March. Enjoy it down there in South Carolina, and, you know, stay in touch. Let me know how things are going for you down there. I think it's going to be cool to kind of follow how your career's going.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet. Again,
thank you for having me.
You bet. Caden Dorman again, South Central Calhoun. Again, Titan, he is headed to Erskine College down in South Carolina to bass fish for his college career.